Shamir became a teenage sensation back in 2014 with this song.
Hi, hi, howdy, howdy, hi, hi. Well, everyone is minus, you could call me multiply. Just so you know, yes, yes, I'm that guy. You could give my fingers and I'm not waving high.
On the regular, could have turned Shamir into the next big pop star, but he retreated from the public eye almost as quickly as he appeared. And that's because the media focused more on his gender than his music.
I have so much trauma from my debut record when I was like 19. You know, I was out, non-binary kid, when that concept was still so foreign. And it was rare that I would interview anyone and talk about my music, like, at all. Like, it was just about, like, my identity, my sexuality, like, whatever. And I'm, like, 19.
Now, 7 years and seven albums later, Shamir's tackling that trauma head-on in his latest album titled Heterosexuality.
It was all eyes on me. From the attention I received, I didn't want it, couldn't submit to the damage.
I've always talked about my queerness and sang about my queerness in like my music, and I think what kind of makes this record different is that it's really about my relationship as a queer person with the like very binary heterosexual world. I've been out my entire career, like I have very supportive parents, like I've never really had like the type of internal struggle that a lot of other queer people have had. My trauma lies in just like the world, like basically being mad at that, I feel.
Is it more of society's problem more than your problem?
Exactly. I think this record is about society's problem with me.
I want to go back for a second to your first big hit on the regular. That was a huge hit. And that intense spotlight really made you kind of retreat from writing music for a while. Can you take us back to that time in your career a little bit, what you were feeling and why you did what you did?
Well, I wrote that song in like 15 minutes.
15 minutes, wow.
As a joke. And it just took on a life of its own. I didn't think anyone would like it. And then, you know, it became what it became. And then it took over my life and everything else. But that was a time where it was really, really hard for me because after that song and after that whole album cycle, really, I did not feel in control of my art. I felt like the teat of a cow. Like, I felt like I was supposed to just, like, been wrung out for my sweet nectar, and the people in charge will do what they want with it. And I think that stress made me basically stop producing the milk. And it wasn't until I felt a level of liberation that I was able to create again.
You're just a-
Shamir's music now exists in a culture that's more accepting of gender expression outside of the traditional binary. For example, these days, pop sensations like Harry Styles pose on the cover of Vogue in skirts and dresses. When Harry Styles was on that cover, and it got so well received, you're not being allowed to maybe do some of that a few years earlier, but a white pop star gets to do it, and all of a sudden, now everyone is good with it.
Yeah. I felt nothing. I mean, this is a tale as old as time. Like, I don't... I felt nothing and, like, congratulatory all at once. Like, great. It's just, like, a furthering of a certain type of liberation. But the person who's going to move the totem pole is always going to be the person with, like, the most privileged. And I was saying this to a friend who's also in music and who's also Black. We can allow ourselves to care about, like, what's fair. Or, like, you know, true equality in this business, or at least just in this society. If we allow ourselves to be uprooted by the frustration, then the same systems that we're fighting against have won, but just in a different way. They got through a different door.
You've said that Heterosexuality is an album where you're really addressing some of the trauma you've experienced in the past. For people that are going to be listening to it, what are you hoping that they're hearing? What message are you putting out there with this?
I feel like there's really no mission statement in this. After 8 records, I feel this is the first time that I've said this about any of my records. A song like Cisgender is clear about like what it means to me. But it can mean a lot of other things to like other people who aren't even like queer or who are cisgender. You know, I got signed because the head of my label, who is a cisgender heterosexual man, was so moved by Cisgender. Being able to take something that I feel very alone in and able to turn it into something that can resonate with anyone, it helps me. And it helps me feel less alone.
Shamir Bailey's new album is called Heterosexuality. Shamir, thanks for the time.
Thank you.